Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
We have been reading our way through Revelation, that last book of the Bible that can generate many questions and strong feelings at Redeemer's Bible Study and also during our online Compline. Everyone seems to know that Martin Luther wasn't a fan. My spirit cannot accommodate itself to this book. And yet he did write about it in his prefaces to his translation of the New Testament. And I found the last paragraphs a good perspective for a new church year. This is from Luther's works, volume 35, pages 410 and 411. They ought to read this book and learn to look upon Christendom with other eyes than those of reason. For this book, I think, shows plenty of gruesome and monstrous beasts, horrible and vindictive angels, wild and terrible plagues, not to speak of the other great faults and shortcomings that have always been in Christendom and among Christians, so that in the midst of such business, natural reason necessarily had to lose sight of Christendom. Here we see clearly what ghastly offences and shortcomings there have been prior to our times, when Christendom is thought to have been at its best. By comparison, ours is really a golden age. Do not think that the heathen did not also take offence at this and regard Christians as self-willed, loose, contentious people. This article, I Believe in the Holy Christian Church, is as much an article of faith as the rest. That is why natural reason cannot recognize it, even if it puts on all its glasses. The devil can cover it over with offences and divisions, so that you have to take offence at it. God, too, can conceal it behind faults and shortcomings of all kinds, so that you necessarily become a fool and pass judgment on it. Christendom will not be known by sight, but by faith. And faith has to do with things not seen, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Christendom joins with her Lord in the song, "Blessed is he who takes no offence in me," Matthew 11 verse 6. A Christian is even hidden from himself. He does not see his holiness and virtue, but sees in himself nothing but unholiness and vice. And you, stupid know-it-all, would behold Christendom with your blind reason and unclean eyes? In a word, our holiness is in heaven where Christ is, Philippians 3 verse 20 and Colossians 3 verse 1, and not in the world before men's eyes like goods in the marketplace. Therefore, let there be offences, divisions, heresies, and faults. Let them do what they can. If only the word of the gospel remains pure among us, and we love and cherish it, we shall not doubt that Christ is with us, even when things are at their worst, as we see here in this book, that through and beyond all plagues, beasts, and evil angels, Christ is nonetheless with his saints and wins the final victory. So far, Luther. I recall in the early 1980s a pastor saying in a Bible study that when the world goes topsy-turvy and when there are wars on the doorsteps and social unrest, when fear is palpable, then pastors get asked about the book of Revelation more. When the church, whether global or congregational, seems to be lurching from one issue to one crisis and back again, then people want to know that there is someone who can help. Whatever the church year brings, Jesus walks with us, and we look to his word, to his promises, to his actions for us, back at the cross, and through the Holy Spirit's use of words, water, bread and wine today, to define and clarify our reality, our expectations, our normal, as we live here and now. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Jesus, and come. Protect us so that we may be rescued from the threatening dangers of our sins and saved by your deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.